Now, when you say Bucks Fizz, you might think this. Obviously, it's the biggie. It's the biggie. Three number one songs. Land of Make Believe, Making Your Mind Up, and My Camera Never Lies. Winners of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981. But now, Mike, Jay, and Cheryl Baker, formerly of Bucks Fizz, are touring the world to bring back the sound that you've been listening to for the past 60 seconds. And I'm delighted to say, Cheryl Baker is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you? All right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good. Now, last time I spoke to you, I was trying to break a Guinness World Record last year. And I feel a bit more relaxed this morning because it's me getting to ask you the questions. A reunion. This is very exciting, isn't it?
Well, we've been reuned. Where do you say it? We've been reunited. That's the word. Reuned. What am I like? We've been reunited for years, but we haven't toured properly for years. Hmm. So this is a big tour, and we are taking it to Europe, and hopefully in the new year we'll be taking it to Australasia, and so it's thrilling, and it's even better than it used to be because the pressure's off. You know, we're not out there trying to flog an album or, you know, trying to get up the charts. We're just out there to have a good time, and it's been great so far.
And as you mentioned, Making Your Mind Up, the Eurovision win, number one song, not only in the UK, but in, let me have a look at Ireland, numerous countries, Australia,
countries,
Austria,
one, yeah.
Yeah, Luxembourg. Mm. Marvellous. I mean, how much have you enjoyed getting back into it as such?
I love it. It's where my heart is. You know, I do other stuff. People might have seen me last year. I was on tour with Happy Days, the musical, and I've done other theatrical things, and as you know, I've done TV stuff. But all of that is, I enjoy it, don't get me wrong, but it's a job. Whereas with working with the guys in the band and doing all the Bucks Fizz stuff, it's almost like being paid for my hobby. I adore it. And there's so many, when we do these gigs now, we go on stage and we say, how many people have seen this in the last 2 or 3 years? And a few hands go up, and how many people haven't seen us for 30-odd years? And the majority of hands go up. And that's the joy for me, that we're getting out there and we're appealing to the audience that were, you know, followers of Bucks Fizz when they were in their teens, or even in the, you know, in their sort of, when they were 9, 10, 11, that age group. And now they've got kids of their own, and they're coming to see our gigs again. And it's absolutely wonderful. I'm so enjoying it.
Three original members, and you've also got a new member for this tour, haven't you?
Yeah, coincidentally, his name's Bobby, because the two guys in the band, it was me and Jay Aston and Mike Nolan and Bobby G, and Bobby does his own thing now, so we've replaced him with someone called Bobby, not for any reason other than, you know, coincidence, but he also did the Eurovision in 1983 with a band called Sweet Dreams, and they came sixth, so he's an old mate of the groups, and we all get on really well with him. In fact, we get on better with him than we did with the other one. So I would say it's a closer knit now, and it's the vocals work really well. All the harmonies are there. All the routines. See, I went out with Mike and Jay. We worked as three for quite a while. But Bucks Fizz works as four. You know, the routines, the dances and everything. It was all choreographed for four, so it just works better like that. And people, the people that come to see the show are falling in love with Bobby McVay, and so it's almost the same or better than it's ever been.
You mentioned the routines. When I said that what we were talking to you today, a couple of people said you've got to ask, and I must admit I would have done anyway, but has the skirt rip made it into the show in 2015?
Yeah, it didn't for years. After we won the Eurovision, we got a bit blasé about it and thought, you know, it's passé, we're not going to do the skirt rip anymore. But now, you know, it's the nostalgia of coming to see Bucks Fizz and that iconic moment of the skirt rip, it has to be in. And we did a gig on Saturday, a big festival, And in fact, we did a big festival at Leeds. We did the Let's Rock Leeds a little while ago. And when the skirts come off, the roar from the crowd, you know, I don't think they look at us and see four people that, you know, are past their prime. They look up to the stage and they see Buck Spears and they see 1981 Eurovision, and it just takes them back. So hopefully, anyway. So, yeah, the skirt rip does happen. It's not the same skirt. That's long gone. I sold that for charity years ago. But we've always got a roll of Velcro in our back pocket just in case, so we can make a new skirt.